All right, we will move on. I know we have a second petition, retrieval of big game in walk-in areas. Mr. Ian Williams, he is still with us. Mr. Williams, we'll let you go after Director Kirschman maybe presents the introduction to this.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Again, the second petition in front of you, again, comes from Mr. Ian Williams, who's on the line here. And this has to do with an allowance for retrieval of big game in particular on walk-in areas. So, Mr. Williams, we'll turn it over to you. Please share your comments and perspectives with the Commission on this particular petition, please.
Well, the thing is, well, on the walk-in, you can't retrieve animals, you know, by, you know, like four-wheelers and that stuff, you know. In Wyoming, you could do retrieval on walk-in from about 11 o'clock. So.
We kind of lost the end of your comment there. Could you just rephrase the last thing that you said, Mr. Williams?
Well, in Wyoming, you can retrieve game animals if you get one down about like 11 o'clock in the morning with a four-wheeler and that stuff. And you can't have no weapons with you when you go in and retrieve your animal.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Williams. Director Kirschman.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Madam Chair and members of the Commission, again, so this petition in front of you is asking for an allowance to drive on walk-in areas for retrieval of game, probably in particular big game focus, just from the standpoint of if you do harvest that animal to get it out. Great conversation about this internally, and certainly understand the request that was brought forward by Mr. Williams. To be very blunt up front with you, our recommendation is denial of this. I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why, although I certainly understand. One key point to this is the request here to make an allowance to retrieve via vehicles, whether it would be a vehicle, a four-wheeler, side-by-side, whatever it might be, UTV. Asking this and putting this allowance on would apply to all walk-in areas across the state. Now, certainly, walk-in areas are enrolled from every corner of the state. When we look in western South Dakota, the majority of those walk-in areas are of larger acreages, right? I mean, there's blocks of walk-in area that you can walk multiple miles. However, when you get into central South Dakota and eastern South Dakota, we have walk-in areas at the size of 40 acres, 80 acres, 160 acres, and anywhere in between, like the large expanses. So when you think of the size of walk-in areas, they vary across the state, and the impact would be dramatically different on one compared to 2,500 acres to one compared to that 40 acres or 80 acres, for example. And I bring that up from the standpoint because of providing that allowance and considering the size of them, you would certainly have that great potential of disturbance on walk-in areas to other sportsmen and women that might be out there. So, for example, you talk about providing an allowance at about noon to go and retrieve. Well, in eastern South Dakota, the walk-in areas, there's going to be folks that just started their pheasant hunt, for example, later in the year as well. Now you have conflict down there between users. Putting a specific time frame in there could be very challenging and problematic for our law enforcement staff to enforce specific time frames to allow such an allowance out there for vehicles. Driving out in some of these walk-in areas could have a detrimental effect to or impact on the habitat that's within that particular, or depending on the situation and the time of the year, you could also have fire hazards or dangers there as well, which I believe many of our landowners would not be very acceptance of folks driving in a walk-in area when they have extreme dry conditions and that fire potential. But probably our number one reason for recommending denial to this, the walk-in area program has been very successful with our landowners for the pure fact that they do not want people out driving around on their property. The walk-in area program is called the walk-in area for a reason. And it's to go out on foot, enjoy the time, enjoy the experience, enjoy the hunt. But that has been one of the primary reasons why we've had a high level of success enrolling landowners into the program, is that it does not allow the vehicular traffic out on that property, and it's by foot. So for those reasons that I present to you now would be our justifications for our reason for denial of this particular petition, and I would stand by to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions from the commissioners? Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, thank you, Director Kirschman. Commissioner Whitmire, I am too reminded that the CRP, Conservation Reserve Program contracts, that even as a landowner owning that property, you're prohibited from having road, even the landowner himself. So that would be a violation of the contract in those cases, and it would be a nightmare, even if they wanted to do this. But a walk-in area is a walk-in area, and for someone that's just going by, if they see somebody driving out there, I wouldn't want a CEO having to come and verify that they got a downed animal and what are they doing out there. And, it'd be a waste of their time, and it's just a lot of downsides to a lot of that, in addition to the great points that you made. So thank you.
Any other questions? At this time, I would entertain a motion.
I would move to deny the petition.
Motion for denial. Second from Bartling. Any discussion on the motion to deny? All right, we'll move forward. All those in favor of the denial, vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.